Welcome to this special weekend edition of the Health Ranger Report. I'm Mike Adams, and this is Sunday, December 31st, the last day of 2023. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to start out by reading a tweet that I composed and posted on Brighteon.social and my Telegram account, which is Real Health Ranger, by the way. Or you can follow me on Twitter or X at Health Ranger. Also posted on Truth Social and Bastion and other places. Oh, and don't forget, by the way, the Bastion, which is spelled Bastyon, that's our backup emergency information distribution system that will work even when the internet kill switch is activated, because Bastion is a peer-to-peer decentralized content distribution system, kind of like Cordal. And Bastion does not need domain names to function in order for it to function, because it's, you know, IP-based, peer-to-peer-based, and there are no central servers. So I posted this on all those platforms, and I want to read this for you, and then I've got a special report, an audio program that follows that, which is along the same lines. And this statement is meant to be heard by the American Christians who are, for some reason, still supporting the Zionist crimes against humanity in Gaza. The incessant, indiscriminate bombing that has killed tens of thousands of civilians, women and children, elderly, hospital patients. This is beyond just a mere crime against humanity. This is a horrifying demonstration of the pure evil of which Israel's current political leaders are capable. So here's my tweet, and this is really worth considering. Here it is. To any American Christians still supporting the Zionist crimes against humanity in Gaza, remember that when the American Nakba gets underway, as millions of military-aged illegals are activated to carry out mass extermination of the population and infrastructure sabotage across the United States, and as you are being hunted and targeted in your own homes by the occupying enemy combatants who were allowed to flow across the open border by the millions, the mainstream media will do to you exactly what they are doing to the Palestinians. They will pretend you deserved it. And they will report that mass extermination of the American people is an act of equality for the world. Your cries will go unheard and unreported. Any act of resistance on your part will be denounced as terrorism. Before long, your homes, churches, schools, and monuments will be bulldozed into rubble, then swept away and replaced by new communities for the imported replacements who carried out the genocide against you. History will be rewritten to state that the oppressors were finally defeated and that equity and justice have finally prevailed. And any trace memory of you, your family, your values, or your history will be erased, then forgotten. This is what awaits each of you who applauded genocide in 2023, for you likely won't have long to wait before you become the target of the very acts of violence you foolishly advocated. Put another way, if the world won't denounce Israel's ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people, it surely won't intervene when the American population is being exterminated and replaced by new occupiers either. And that day is much closer than most people realize. So that's my post, and I hope it gets the point across. What's coming for all of us in the United States, it's beyond the imagination of most people. They can't even comprehend what's happening. The enemy combatants have been placed across the United States. They're awaiting activation orders. Weapons have been staged. And on a given day, they will rise up and carry out mass exterminations of the American people, and they will hit infrastructure targets, and they will cause total chaos, government collapse, currency collapse, banking system collapse, power grid collapse, all of it, within just a matter of a few days. And then the American people will find themselves in an unimaginable battle zone, a war at their doorstep. And I wonder at that moment, will the same Christian Zionists who supported Israel will they support the bombing against America? Will they say that other nations of the world are acting in self-defense to exterminate the American people, including themselves? Or will they foolishly cite the book of Revelation claiming that God will intervene and save them? No such thing will occur because God has forsaken the United States of America for its abortion, for its crimes against God, for its abandonment of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Christ, and in a greater sense, the creator of our universe. The United States has become an empire of death and suffering and destruction. You'd be a fool to think that God's going to save America, or even to think that God's going to save Israel, because both America and Israel are domains of Satan. That's why the evil people are at the top running both of these countries. They're run by Satan. God will not save Satan. God will destroy Satan and all the nations of the world who worship him. And that includes Israel and the United States and others as well, you know, Canada for sure, under Trudeau. But here's my special report where I go into more detail about all of this. And I hope you take this to heart because I want you to survive what's coming, but I also want you to be aware of how dire it is. And it's becoming clear that millions of enemy combatants have been placed in the United States for a reason. And that reason will likely become apparent to each of us in 2024, most likely before the election, but if not, then soon after. So give a listen to the special report and plan accordingly. The destroyers of America are behind schedule. And frankly, it was the Trump years that really stalled them. You know, Obama, his mission was to destroy America from within, beginning in 2009 when he took office. He spent 8 years absolutely obliterating America, promoting race wars, making the country insolvent, raising debt spending. I think by the time he left office, we were at about $16 trillion in debt. Of course, now it's $34 trillion. So it's gotten a lot worse, but he did a tremendous amount of damage. He also took down the military by replacing the capable generals and leaders with the early version of woke generals and woke admirals and woke, you know, commanders throughout the military command structure. The plan was to have Hillary Clinton take over for 8 more years and complete the destruction of our republic. And of course, they rigged the election in favor of Hillary Clinton, but there was so much support for Trump that Trump voters outvoted the fraud, and the fraudsters were absolutely stunned and shocked. Remember when the New York Times said it was a 99% chance that Hillary Clinton would be elected? That was actually the night before the election, 99% chance. And remember how all the newscasters were celebrating the imminent Hillary Clinton victory? She was going to be the first female president, as if they care about gender and women anyway, because they don't. But that was what they were all celebrating. The first female president. Trump won. They lost their minds. They recruited the CIA, the FBI. They whipped up the Russian Trump dossier, they impeached Trump. I mean, they went all out to try to stop Trump. But during that time, he delayed their plans. He delayed their destruction of America. Now, Trump did not save America. They stopped him in every way possible. And the people around him stopped him, like Attorney General Jeff Sessions or Bill Barr, who turned out to be another traitor, or, you know, Vice President Mike Pence, another traitor, another rhino. But Trump did delay the destruction. This is why they had to steal the election in 2020, to make sure they could get essentially the Clinton-Obama administration back into power, which is what Joe Biden, you know, represents. That's who runs him, in order to continue the total destruction and, importantly, keep the border wide open so that America could be invaded and occupied by enemy forces. Now, like I said, they're behind schedule, which is why they can't let Trump come back into office. This is why they're trying to remove him from ballots in states like Maine and Colorado. And this is why they're trying to criminalize Trump and throw him in prison. You know, every possible thing they can. Full-blown censorship, just shredding democracy, shredding the republic, anything it takes to keep Trump out of the White House, because they need a little more time to complete the total destruction of the United States of America. But if it looks like Trump is going to win, which is really what it looks like right now, then, well, the powers that be are going to, they're going to go insane with playing their, you know, the ace card up the sleeve, the final desperate Hail Mary. And what that consists of is activating the millions of illegals who have crossed the border. These are military-aged males. They have crossed the border. They now occupy the United States of America, and they are awaiting orders to be activated to carry out an actual war against America from within. And I want to give credit to Michael Yon in particular, because Michael has done more than any other individual that I know of to expose the open border situation and how many people are coming across through the Darien Gap in Panama and all the routes through, you know, Mexico up into the border, and even all the way from Ecuador up to the U.S. border. No one has done more work than Michael Yon. And he has exposed the fact that it's mostly military-aged males that are coming across the border. Not families, not children, not elderly, and not women for the most part. It's mostly military-aged men. And these are the same demographics that are invading Western Europe as well. You know, there goes the United Kingdom, there goes France, there goes Germany, there goes Poland, you know, on and on. There goes Spain, even. There goes Austria. Western Europe is being overrun, and so is the United States. The best estimates right now put the number of military-aged men who are now positioned across the United States of America at a minimum, and this is people who can pick up rifles and go to war in America, against America, minimum, and this is a really low number, but minimum 1.5 million. More likely, the estimates are closer to 5 million. And right now, we have, for example, about 300,000 illegals per month crossing the border right now. I mean, that's the number from November. 300,000, or nearly 300,000. So, you know, do the math. How many more millions are going to come into the United States before we can stop this? You know, and the answer is many millions. So the Hail Mary desperate plan of those who want to destroy America is to activate these people before Election Day. And when I say activate them, what I mean is they'll be given orders, and they've all, you know, received some kind of briefing on this. They'll be given orders to go pick up weapons that are already pre-stored for them, pre-positioned. Weapons and ammo, ballistic vests, you know, full auto weapons, the whole deal. Some will have mortars and RPGs and so on. They will go pick up these weapons, and their instructions will be to carry out mass destruction and extermination across America. Wherever you are, they will say, just start killing people, killing Americans. And some of them will be given, you know, special teams will be given orders to go hunt down and kill law enforcement, to kill members of Congress, kill senators, kill the mayor, you know, to kill important people who represent sort of the bureaucratic infrastructure or even the first responder infrastructure of America. These enemy combatants will also be told to destroy key infrastructure. That's power substations, that's ports, bridges, water treatment facilities, you know, dams, whatever they can destroy, they will destroy. Airports, you get the idea, railroad tracks, on and on. So overnight, we're going to see America conquered from within by an army of foreigners, an army of foreign combatants who number in the millions. And I ask you this, what will be the response from law enforcement and from governors and from Congress and so on in the United States once this happens? Because right now they can listen to this podcast and they can say, oh, that'll never happen. That's a conspiracy theory. There's not going to be an activation day. No, all these immigrants are lovely people. They just want jobs. Right. That's why they're all military age men, huh? But at some point, when this begins to happen, there will be a response from U.S. governors and law enforcement. And that response will likely consist of things like this. Sheriffs will deputize, just by decree, they will deputize every concealed carry holder in the county and tell them, defend America at any cost. Which means, essentially, for every concealed carry holder, and also this will apply to every veteran, every member, a former member of law enforcement, every former member of the military, you know, active duty, retired, doesn't matter. Anybody who ever had training as a police officer, as a soldier, as a concealed carry holder, pick up a rifle, defend your nation, which means go shoot the invaders. That's what it means. Go shoot the invaders, defend your country, defend your state, defend your county, your city, defend your mayor, defend your local police station, your local sheriff's office, defend your community. That's the order that's going to be given. And governors will likely give a similar order. And that is if the order can even be heard by anybody, because, you know, the power grid's down. The communication systems aren't working. The banks have failed at this time, you know. But if you get the order, you're going to be ordered to defend your country. And you're going to be at war in your local town, your suburb, your county. You're going to be at war with 5 million invaders who are trying to overthrow America from within. And those invaders, of course, are working with the Democrats. I mean, this is a Democrat plan to overrun and obliterate America from within. And one of the ironies in all of this, of course, is that these illegals will gladly go shoot Democrats. You know, these are enemy combatants. And they're being given orders to destroy, to murder every member of government, which includes in places like California, obviously, and Oregon and Washington. These enemy combatants will hunt down and kill, they will execute in their own homes, California legislature members. Or if they can find him, you know, the California governor, although he'll have good protection detail. And most governors will have good protection details. You know, state troopers typically. And they'll bring in whatever they need to be safe, because at this moment, you know, their survival is critical to instruct the response to this invasion. And so, you know, we want to keep our governors alive, especially good governors. Especially red state governors, we want to keep them alive because red states represent the best chance to actually survive all of this and push back against the invasion. So here's the thing. Blue cities will fall. They will collapse. We will see millions of Americans dead in this scenario. Many millions. I don't know if it's going to be tens of millions or even more. Red areas, red states and red counties where there is high firearms ownership, a lot of veterans, a lot of law enforcement, a lot of hunters, and even in some places, you know, a lot of militia and so on, these places will tend to do very well. They will be able to quickly organize and fight back. And they will kill a lot of the invaders. And you're going to see, of course, the breakup, probably, of the United States and new declarations of sovereignty of areas that will have to assert control, like Texas. Especially after realizing that, you know, we were betrayed by the federal government, Homeland Security. I mean, come on. The Biden administration, all the Democrats, the U.S. Senate, Congress, they were all traitors, with few exceptions, mostly traitors, who allowed this invasion to happen. It was part of their plan. This is the Obama plan. This is the Clinton plan. This is the Biden plan to have America overrun and invaded and destroyed from within. I think their plan will fail. I do. But some areas, such as blue cities and surrounding suburbs and so on, will be utterly destroyed and unrecoverable and largely, ultimately, you know, abandoned by Americans. There will be some areas that America may never get back. And it's going to take many decades to recover from this. So if you want to survive this, understand, you know, this is going to see the collapse of the monetary system, the collapse, at least temporarily, of the power grid, the collapse of the rule of law. You need self-defense, you need firearms, you need backup money, you need backup food, you need backup power sources. You're going to need supplies and comms and everything to get through all of this. And this is why I promote my selection of sponsors, because they all have solutions that will help you in these types of scenarios. So let me just list them real quickly here. For highly divisible, spendable gold, where gold is embedded in the bills, those are called goldbacks. Check out my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com. That's an affiliate website. We earn a small percentage, but we do the lab testing on goldbacks to verify their gold content and the gold purity. If you're looking for storable food, go to healthrangerstore.com. If you're looking for backup satellite communications, go to sat123.com. That's sat123.com. If you're looking for garden seeds, heirloom, non-GMO, we have those at our store, healthrangerstore.com. If you need firearms, go to shieldarms.com. Check out their folding rifles and AR pistols and their custom Glocks and their Glock magazines, which are all steel mags. Use discount code RANGER there to get a discount. I think it's 10%. If you need body armor, go to hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E. Use discount code RANGER. Also gives you, I think, a 10% discount there. And lastly, don't forget our very high-end survival knives made in America with the MagnaCut alloy that is corrosion resistant. These are manufactured by Dawson Knives in Arizona. And I'm the co-designer of these knives, and we have one called Escape from LA. We have three other knives. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, search on knife, and you'll see our knife collection. These are the kind of knives you buy them once for a lifetime. They're that good. They're not cheap. They're the best in the world that I've ever seen. People drool over these knives. It's crazy. But seriously, folks, you know, get ready for what's coming. 2024 is very likely the year that the invaders are activated, and we're going to find ourselves in a battlefield in every county, every city, every town across America. It looks like that's what's coming. Otherwise, why wouldn't they shut the border? You know, why do they want millions of military-aged men to come in, and why are all the traitors in Washington, D.C. actively allowing this while claiming the border is secure? With 300,000 illegals crossing every month now, this is a total invasion. This is a war against America, and they don't plan to leave any American left alive. It's not just replacement theory, it's extermination. So be ready to defend your nation. God bless you all. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab-tested milk powder and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go. We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage. Also completely rodent-proof there. We also have milk, that is cow's milk, in the pouches. And then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of six organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have. Freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way. It makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a very popular mineral supplement. And this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen peptides and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab, and that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean, and almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.